All right. On the line. Unlike, well, I guess like Mark Twain, who the rumors of his death were greatly exaggerated, I'm now talking to Sonny Osborne. Sonny, how you doing?
Well, I'm getting better.
What was it, 2 weeks before Christmas? You had a little accident and actually broke some ribs.
Oh, yeah, I broke two. December the 10th.
Whew, man.
Yeah. And it's a lot of people, I found out, have had broken ribs. A lot of people. And they all agree to one thing. It is very, very, very painful. And there's not much, they can't do anything. They can't set them or anything like that. You just have to bear with it. That's all it is. But they heal quick. And I'm better now than I was, I'll put it that way.
Well, that's good. That'll be, of course, that just makes you immobile for a long time. I bet you haven't been riding your bike at all, huh?
No, I can't do anything. I can't walk or ride the bicycle or do anything.
Mm.
Can't go to the gym or, you know, anything like that. I can't lift anything either.
Hmm. Well, I just wanted you to call in and say hi to everybody. They were asking about you the last couple of weeks, like, where's Sonny? And I said, well, I know he cracked some ribs, and I imagine it hurts like heck, and I don't want him talking and breathing and laughing, because that hurts.
When you laugh, it hurts even more.
Well, then quit it.
Yeah.
Just be all somber, Sonny, for this next few minutes or so.
I just can't do that.
I know.
I try to do that, but I can't do it.
Well, are you gonna make it to when's Banjo-thon? When's that thing coming up? February?
It's a week from today.
Oh,
the 12th.
Okay.
Yeah.
You gonna be able to go down there?
Yeah, I will go. I'm a lot better than I was. I mean, really. I've been sleeping in a bed now for the last 3 or 4 nights. So I'm getting better. I couldn't lay in a bed there, and I was sleeping in a recliner chair for 14 days.
Haven't done that by mistake. That's not good for your back in the morning.
Oh, but it's the only way that I could sleep to where if I got in a bed, there was some kind of pressure on that where I broke that. It was just unreal. It was really, really intense pain. And you can't breathe. You can't breathe right. You get a deep breath. You go into a fit. So it's different. I'll put it that way. I wouldn't advise anybody to do it.
There you go. There's good advice from Sonny Osborne on this show only. Don't break your ribs because it hurts.
Just stay away from broke ribs. That's serious stuff out there. It really is.
I mean, you know, you were before I put you online, you were in the process of moving a banjo, so you know you were still connected into your love of building banjos, and you know, this time it just cost you a couple broken ribs. That's all.
Well, I've got a new banjo. It's called Rocky Top.
Yeah.
It's an absolute replica of the banjo that I recorded Rocky Top with, an RV3, an eagle pattern, mahogany. And Bill Evans bought one, and Bill was going to record in Chattanooga, I think. He and Fletcher Bryce, is that guy's name down there, I think?
I'm not
anyway,
sure.
They were going to record in Chattanooga, and Bill was flying and was going to stop at Nashville to pick that banjo up, so we decided to have lunch, and I parked my car and got the banjo out, and I handed it to him, and he was walking over to his car, and I was talking to him, and I had my head turned, and not watching what I was doing too much, and I was going to step up on the curb, and I didn't raise my foot high enough, and it got about an inch from the top, and I stumbled, and I fell on my right arm and broke two ribs.
Mm.
So I'm telling you right now, it's a good thing to stay away from.
Well, then, did Bill Evans recognize that it was all his fault?
Oh, I made it abundantly clear that it was his fault. We went in and ate, and it hurt really bad. But at that time, of course, I didn't know that it was broken.
Oh, after you fell, you went inside.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. Yeah. Do we want to sue anybody here just while we're kicking it around?
I'm sorry?
Do we want to file a lawsuit against anybody just kind of kicking it around a little bit?
Well, I probably want to file it one against Bill, but then I could do my banjo camp if I had to sue him.
Yeah, you could. You just couldn't talk to each other.
I thought that of it. And then I couldn't sue the restaurant because they couldn't. They had the curb there, and I just did it with me.
That curb was too high. We can get an expert to say that curb was too high.
I could have probably gotten $200-$300 out of it.
But, oh man, that's free money.
That to get it out of me, so.
I'm glad you're recovering and able to talk about it and laugh a little bit. And that's why I didn't bug you till I thought, well, let's give it a month or so before you can. Because I knew you'd get on and start laughing and giggling, and that I just know people that have done it, and that hurts like the dickens when you're trying to laugh and catch a breath. And
laughing is bad news right there. I would say probably I'll have another 2 weeks before I'll be normal again, because I mean it's really bad. It's just a bad thing. They call it good. And like I said, a lot of people have had that, and they know what it's like, and it's not fun.
Mm.
That's all.
Well, I'm just glad to hear from you again, and appreciate you calling in. And I don't know what the Wildcats are going to do next, but I'm sure we'll both be watching them at some point. Looks like they're getting a little better.
Well, when they play high school teams, they play really well.
Well, because it's a high school team, but, you know. I think they'll get better.
Maybe they should get in a different league or something, a high school league or something like that. I'm really disgusted with the way they're playing, but I got to thinking the other day that these are children, and they're not seniors, and they're children. They're 18 years old, and 18-year-old children, you can't teach them overnight.
No.
How to play deep.
You know, and last year they had some experience on that team, just right where they needed it.
Oh, they had two guys that had been through the war.
Right.
I mean, and they don't have anybody this year.
No, they don't.
But the last game I saw them play, they did look better. They were playing better defense, and they looked somewhat better. So. Maybe it'll be okay, but March.
Yeah, I think there'll be a load in the tournament, but, you know, you just never know. There's so many good teams and so much time to go so far. But
yeah, and Duke is awfully good. I hate to say that, but they are awfully good.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always next year, as they say. So I think next year they'll be, we're talking to folks, talking to Sonny Osborne, one of the things we always do is catch up a little bit on UK basketball, just because that's what we do, and that's what we're talking about, if you're wondering what Wildcats we're talking about. Next year, I think they'll be pretty powerful team. If you keep some of these guys and that crowd coming in.
If they stay, plus, they got some major guys coming in. And if they stay and get those guys, I mean, it's going to be a pretty tough team, you know. They'd be good in March, I think, this year, though, even.
Yeah. Hey, I've been contacting Sammy Sheeler a little bit, and Sammy had back surgery here right around the same time you went down, and he did. I don't know what it was. I didn't ask him what it was about, just that, you know, so he's recovering, still a little sore, he said, but probably from carrying that daggone banjo all those years, I imagine, but he's going to come on the show sometime, and I thought maybe we could hook him up with you, and he's a big fan of yours. He says he learned all about music and the music business from Sonny Osborne.
Okay. If he said that, I'll go along with it.
It's what he says. Now, you know, maybe you didn't realize it at the time.
I'd like to. I like Sonny a great deal. Sonny's a good guy. He's one of the better ones around. And he's always the same every time you see him. He's always the same guy.
Well, I get the feeling that he modeled his, you know, he took over that Lonesome River band and it's basically his band, you know, how that goes. And I think that he's kept them, you know, at that level, and they never dip too far. They're always up real high level. And I think that he's modeling, his business, if you will call it, after the way you kind of ran the Osborne Brothers all those years, kept keeping everything professional and up to par.
That's good to know that. He has a good band. They're good, and they always have been.
Yep, they never seem to miss a beat. And I think Sammy's, you know, like you said, he's driving the bus, so to speak, not literally, but I mean, it's his band, and he puts them together and keeps them going. He's a big fan of yours, so I'm hoping in the next couple of weeks or so we'll get something. I'll let you know, and then we'll maybe hook him up, and he can chat with you for a minute and tell you how wonderful you are.
I'd love to do that.
Okay, all right. Well, we'll work on that. We'll get Bill back on someday too, but only after he feels bad enough about breaking your ribs.
I'm gonna never let up on that. No, I won't let up on that. He broke my ribs.
He did.
It's almost like he took a ball bat and hit me with it.
That's getting better now. We work on this story. By the time October comes around, we'll have a real good story to tell about how Bill assaulted you in the parking lot at lunchtime with a baseball bat.
Yeah, it gets even worse.
He probably didn't even pay for the banjo, did he?
No. Was it a theft?
Was it a robbery and a theft?
He pushed me down.
Oh, man. All right, that's our story. We'll finesse that. You and I will finesse that before October. We'll have a good one to tell. So, all right, man. Well, listen, I don't want to keep you any longer than I just wanted to hear you and let everybody know that you haven't slipped away in the middle of the night. That you're just gotten you'll be all right tomorrow. You might be a little bit sore tonight, but you'll be all right tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm still alive.
All right. Well, that's always good to know. All right, man. Hey, listen, you take care of yourself, and we'll talk about next week later.
Okay.
All right, man.
Take care.
See you, bye.
Thank you. Bye.
There, proof positive. Someone did ask me on Facebook when I told him that Sonny was going to call back in to the show as he usually does. Someone just thought it had to be Bobby calling in, and I understand that if they weren't a regular listener to the show, but the reason they thought that is they thought that Sonny must have passed away. Well, he just quit playing years ago. We've talked about that in the past. And, you know, he had an injury. He had a rotator cuff injury in his left arm, and then other complications with his right hand and ability to play. And you know, he builds banjos and sells them and enjoys what he's doing now. So thanks so much. I wanted to hear from Sonny and make sure he was doing okay. And he is.